From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Today brought more worrying developments in the bioterrorist attacks that have alarmed the nation. In Manhattan, preliminary tests detected anthrax bacteria in the office of New York Governor George Pataki. Pataki says neither he nor any of his staff have tested positive for exposure to anthrax.
On Capitol Hill today, though, more than 30 people working in a Senate office building have tested positive for exposure to anthrax spores. The Senate decided to stay in session, but most staffers will stay home tomorrow while the office buildings are swept. The House decided to wrap up business today and clear out of town until next Tuesday. We have two reports on the events today and leading up to today. The first is from NPR's David Welnup at the Capitol.
After meeting this morning with President Bush at the White House, along with other congressional leaders, Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert announced the chamber he leads is taking what he called prudent action in response to the letter opened Monday in Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle's office that was found to contain anthrax spores.
We don't know what's come through our postage machines. We aren't sure what has been distributed. We've held the mail in the members' offices. But we think it's prudent also to take some time and go through and make sure that this building and our office buildings are environmentally safe. So we're going to allow members to leave after today's business is done, and we will be screening the buildings this weekend through Monday.
Hastert said the House would resume business next Tuesday, but several hours later, after Majority Leader Daschle had met with Minority Leader Trent Lott and most other senators, Daschle declared the Senate is not clearing out.
It is my strong determination, and Senator Lott's as well, that we will not let this stop the work of the Senate. There will be a vote this afternoon. We will be in session and have a vote or votes tomorrow, and I am absolutely determined to ensure that the Senate continues to do its work.
But Daschle also said Senate offices as well as those of the House would be checked for anthrax contamination. Robert Gibbs of the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency said his group will be carrying out the environmental sweeps.
We're looking for places the letter has been. We're looking for the contamination that may have come from that. So we have taken samples in the mailroom where the mail is sorted. And indeed, we have found one positive environmental sample in that location. We're also looking at the ventilation systems within the building. Those ventilation systems have been off since shortly after the letter was opened to minimize any further spread.
And Nebraska Republican Senator Chuck Hagel said he thought authorities had done the best they could do.
We have to understand we're dealing with something here completely unprecedented. We've never dealt with this before. I don't think it does any good to second-guess actions.
But many senators described their colleagues in the House as overreacting by suspending sessions until next Tuesday. Iowa Democrat Tom Harkin played down the significance of the anthrax exposure.
Is this the kind of anthrax I knew as growing up in a rural area, is this what we all lived with? Or is this the type of anthrax that was mutated and changed for weaponization purposes in the 50s and 60s. It's turned out that all of the strains that have been identified so far is what we call the ordinary garden variety anthrax that you find in the soil and around animals all over the place.
But House Republican Mark Kirk of Illinois defended his chamber's action.
The members here, if left up to our own, would stay to deny the terrorists a victory. But we are concerned about our young staffs. Those men and women, 20 and 22 years old, are on the front line opening the mail.
And House Minority Leader Dick Gephardt said that while the anthrax spores themselves might not be unusual, they had been processed in a way that made them highly dangerous.
And it led the people who have looked at this to believe that it is a higher grade, weapon grade kind of anthrax. So again, you deal with what's in front of you and you try to make logical, sensible decisions. And this is what the best judgment of the people that we're talking to in the physician's office and in the CDC about what should be done.
Illinois Democrat Jesse Jackson Jr. said it was the House that made the right call by disbanding.
It won't be the first time in the history of this institution that the Senate's gone one way and the House has gone another way. We've been known as the more enlightened body.
David Welna, NPR News, the Capitol.